All right. You've seen them on the road, haven't you? And they're texting, talking on the phone, reaching behind them for something, tapping on their GPS, all while trying to drive. Oh, I just described you. Okay. So how many of those near misses, although George Carlin used to call them near hits, do you need to experience with other cars or trees or pedestrians to change your ways? I know, maybe a little technology can help you out. That's where my next guest comes in. He's here to tell how General Motors is integrating tech to combat and prevent distracted driving. He is driver distraction engineer at General Motors, Dan Glaser. How are you today, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Learn more about GM and the wide world of GM. Of course, it is GM.com. And getting ready for this segment, Dan, I was looking up some stats regarding distracted driving from the Transportation Department. And roughly around, depending on the year, we've seen a consistency of 8 to 9% of fatal traffic crashes brought about by distracted driving. Good number of that is teens. But strangely enough, too, the largest demo of distracted driving crashes is the 25 to 34 age demo. Although you look at every single demo and you see that distracted driving knows no limits. If you're doing it, something bad is going to happen to you. So what is it that GM is doing involving technology that is going to address these numbers of over 3,000 people being impacted in some way, shape, or form, no pun intended, with distracted driving crashes?
Sure. Well, starting in model year 24, we have introduced this new technology that is very new in the field. It actually is able to, in real time, detect when a driver is distracted and drowsy through a little camera on top of the steering wheel. Now, I know when I say camera, everyone gets a little nervous. This camera does not take video and share video. Rather, what it does is it sends little messages to the vehicle and says, hey, I'm sensing the driver is yawning and eyes are closing, so let's try to wake them up. Or I'm sensing that the driver's been looking at their phone or at a screen for like 3 seconds, so let's remind them to look up. So this is a great new technology for reacting to problems immediately.
And it certainly sounds a lot more effective than rolling down the window or having the radio play loud to keep you awake. But, you know, with I guess the most common impact is with texting. And scientifically, they look at it, there's three types of distractions: visual, manual, and cognitive. The brain can't do more than one of those things at one time, and texting actually nails all three of them down. Is education part of GM's efforts?
Yeah, well, we're trying to educate now. We've had other outlets, but if I'm to talk about texting, I think it's important to maybe put these different distractions in their proper place. So when it comes to something like taking your eyes off the road, no matter how you study it, if it's in a simulator or in a test track where you throw certain events in front of the driver, or in the real world, taking your eyes off the road for even short periods of time leads to increases in crashes. When we get to something like cognitive, so we're thinking more like a distraction without a visual component, like having a conversation, sometimes that can increase risk a little bit. Say you're not all that familiar with your surroundings and you're maybe missing turns and things like that. Or on the flip side, it's also been shown to be helpful if you're feeling a little drowsy, not quite your peak, having a conversation can actually raise your alertness level to be a better driver. So I really like to focus most of my attention on where your eyes are, and it's also good to keep your hands on the wheel for sure.
With the technology that you're talking about, you mentioned too how there'll be warning signals for alerting the driver. What goes into the development of those? Because obviously you don't want the warning to be shocking. If someone is quasi-drifted off, then that's obviously going to make a troubling situation too. They're going to all of a sudden jerk up and jerk the wheel.
Right. Well, we have a whole team that evaluates this kind of technology and tries to understand its impact on the driver. And this is not only for our distraction and drowsy feature called driver attention assist, but it's for all other features. So we do a fair bit of research to understand its impact on drivers, and that's a real big part of the GM development.
So the team drivers have to come into the idea too. And, you know, with, I'm going old school here, I know, but when seatbelts became not mandatory by law, but suggested for use, I mean, we all remember the stories of people slicing off the seatbelts because they were uncomfortable. That was their reason. And then they would go through the front windshield. What goes into tech development so that people won't get so bothered by it that they disconnect it?
Well, you know, there's multiple phases. So before the technology goes out, we do assess. We definitely get feedback from customers. So every year there could be little tweaks to hopefully make things just as effective, but maybe less bothersome if we're going to use that word. So it's typically a multi-year process to try to get it just right. So we're always improving. That's kind of how I would describe it.
Yeah, and certainly you take your time with something like this because you want to make sure that it's effective. Trial and error in the commercial market is not usually embraced as a positive. We're talking with Dan Glaser, driver distraction engineer at General Motors, GM.com, the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. On the testing and the development side, do you work closely with dealerships? Because the dealers are pretty much the immediate connection to the customer. So there could be almost a triangle of communication to guide your work and what you do and what you see needing to be done further down the line.
Right. Well, we definitely have a feedback loop from dealers, and we also provide dealers with quite a bit of literature for how to describe features and how they work, for sure.
So
they're an important piece of it. Yeah.
So as things are developed and people are being made aware of the technology, and certainly dealers play a role in that too when they're in their efforts to sell a vehicle, to use that as a selling point and an asset in selling, but just in common sense through what your technology dictates and reveals and what anyone could be doing just on their own, what are some key points people have to remember? And if they're not understanding the problem of distracted driving, what they have to look at and focus on more so than what they're not doing?
Well, you know what? I think technology has a role, and we have a number of technologies that help the driver keep their hand on the wheel, eyes on the road, helps to tell them when they're distracted and drowsy. But as much as I work on technology, I think the really important message is understanding that when you get into the vehicle, maybe it's a good idea to take just a moment, take a few seconds to understand that, you know, there are things you can do while stopped. And so maybe you want to send out that text. You want to get the right audio. And I'm sure everyone knows what the right audio is in their vehicle. And, you know, maybe you want to pacify that kid in the back by throwing them a book so they don't bug you when you're going 70 miles an hour down the road. And so really thinking about what you can do while you're stopped so you don't have to do it while you're moving is going to be one of the best ways, and it's something everybody can do to make their drive more enjoyable. It's actually fun just driving and not doing 10 things at once. And also, you're going to get to where you're going more safely. So it really does come down to the driver in the end, though we do like the tools that we provide drivers as well at GM.
And it also is the encouragement of being aware of all safety when you're driving. Just leaving with these stats from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the crash risk increases anywhere between 2 to 5 times if you use a phone behind the wheel. Even with a Bluetooth, you're still being distracted because you're trying to do 2 cognitive actions at a time, and we're just not wired to safely do that. And here's one for, especially for the younger people, sending or reading a text takes obviously your eyes off the road for even just an average of 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, which in New Jersey, that's slow speed, that's like driving more than the length of a football field blindfolded. I don't think you'd want to try that either on the football field or on any highway or even pedestrian street because, like I said back in the introduction, another car, a tree, a pedestrian. I don't think you want to collide with any of those. So just to be aware of the technology and make use of it in a new GM vehicle and find out more with your GM dealer about what is available as far as safety features and distracted driving prevention. Learn more about General Motors, the products that they provide, the elements that are within them and the technology that they're integrating into driver safety at GM.com. Dan Glaser, thank you for putting the work of technology into use like this to help those numbers that we see, over 3,000 deaths because of distracted driving happening every year, to bring those numbers down. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.